Hello and welcome to the Journey to Holiness audio training series. This project is referred to as the J2W Project. I'm Dr. Doretha Fields and I am so happy that you've decided to be a part of the spiritual journey to personal holiness through God's holiness. Let's get started with this week's lesson that is going to be found on journal page 26. This is week 3 of our series, and we are now beginning to get to the point where you and I are continuing to find ways to adjust our rearview mirror by looking into our past to determine what it is that we can do to be successful. This week's lesson is entitled, Stay Focused. You see, what I've learned is that many times in life, learning to train yourself to avoid becoming overwhelmed is a key to overcoming distractions. If you look back over your past, you're going to be able to look at patterns that may have been able to surface and have caused you not to be successful. Quite frankly and invariably, you're likely going to find that your failure has its roots in your ability to stay focused. You see, what happens in life is that very often, once we have set goals for ourselves, we've got to be able to stay focused in order to achieve. What I would like for you to do is to take an opportunity to look over your life and practice this particular exercise. If you would, make a list of all of the things that you have wanted to achieve in life, but unfortunately, something happened and you have been unable to do so. If you would, put those items inside of a square. Now, on the outside of that square, go ahead and write in things that have kept you from achieving those goals. These items and things, projects, personalities, thought processes, or maybe even deficiencies are really going to be called your distraction. These are the things that once you have taken them to God in prayer, you are going to be able to understand that the reason for your success invariably is because you have not been able to stay focused. Well, while that may have been a problem in the past, this week's lesson is going to show you how you can actually learn to stay focused. The idea here is that once you set goals for yourself, you've got to make a determined effort to stay focused on what you want to achieve. And so, I'd like to provide for you some tips that you can use to stay focused. We're going to go ahead and use the acrostic of the word focus, F-O-C-U-S. The first thing I'd like for you to do is commit to finishing what you start. You see, what happens is, unless you make a point that you're going to finish what you start, this is where we get most of the failure. We'll start out running, we'll get to the point that it's something that we really desire, and then we become distracted. And so, for the F of this step, make a commitment that you're going to finish what you start. Now, for the letter O, overcome the temptation to take on other views, perspectives, and patterns. You see what happens, very often you're trying to obtain your own personal victories, but you're using others' tools. You may be trying to model others' behavior. You may be trying to find to do ways and to come up with things that others have done that have made them successful. But what's going to be important is that you're going to have to go with what works for you. So overcome the temptation to take on others' views and patterns. C, begin to check yourself for progress. I believe that taking a weekly checklist is the best way to determine that you're moving towards your goal. You see, what will happen is you take too much time to reward yourself for your successes and to really look at how much progress you've made, then very easy it becomes a next step that you're going to be distracted and can lose your focus. So see, again, check your progress on a weekly basis to ensure that you are moving ahead toward the goals. And then, you. Understand what makes you successful, and at the same time, review what has caused your failures. Once you have a clear understanding of the things, the patterns, and the objectives that help you to become successful, you are less likely to set a trap for yourself or to fall when things don't look just how you want them to. And so when you get a clear understanding of what makes you successful, then stick with those things. Stay with the things that work for you. Then the S. Always steer clear of people who may drain your spiritual and emotional energy. You see, success and achievement has a lot to do with the positive thoughts that you have, and it has a lot to do with how you see, think, and feel. Well, because we love relationships with people, and because people are a part of our day-to-day lives, you're really going to have to make a conscious effort of the kinds of people that you spend your time with and the kinds of people you set as emotional and spiritual role models. And so, for the S, I'm encouraging you, really, to steer clear of people who drain your emotional energy. What type of personality serve as drainers? Perhaps there will be persons who are pessimistic, people who have a negative outlook on life, or those persons who just simply may not want you to achieve. Steering clear of negative influences is, in fact, the best way to be successful. As you're looking in the lesson scripture today, think about what happened in Romans chapter 8, verses 35 through 39. It reminds us that we have such a security and that nothing, in fact, can separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. In fact, my favorite is verse 37 of Romans chapter 8, and it says that we can do all things and that we are more than conquerors through Christ who loved us. And so this week, as you go through your cell, which is spiritual antidotes for inspirational listening, list a way that you can find how to stay focused. List ways that you would like to improve your spiritual walk and stay focused, because God is able to do exceedingly abundantly and above all that you and I can ask or imagine. Again, this lesson is found on journal page 26, and this is page 3 and week 3. So I'd like to encourage you to follow along in your journal. And if you don't have a journal, just go to the services section of this website, and there you can purchase your book online. We look forward to hearing from you, and know that you are more than a conqueror. Just stay focused. Okay, until next week, be whole, be free, and be blessed.